guys. You are tuning in to Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. And right now, you're listening to College Survival Guide. I'm DJ Royal, and I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Guess what day it is, everyone? That's right, you guessed it. It's hump day. Happy hump day, everyone. Happy hump day. All right, so to recap last week's show, it was on Friday last week, actually, because I couldn't make it at my usual time. Wednesdays, of course, Wednesday evening, 7 to 8, you know where it's at. But for those of you who were listening, and also for those of you who weren't able to tune in, I discussed college friendships and how they can be long-lasting and some of the strongest friendships you actually can create in your life. And I say that because you're growing up and you're learning to accept yourself, and you kind of, like, you develop a relationship with yourself, and therefore you're able to develop a relationship with other people, I feel like, on a stronger basis. That's just what I've experienced and what I've heard from a lot of different people. So I think that's a definite thing. And also, you know, you're putting out there, you know, who you are, and you're attracting that back to you. So you're attracting the people that are most like you. And we've all heard those sayings 1,000 times about what you put out is kind of what you get back. And I think that goes true with friendships, because and all the relationships in your lives, what you put out there is what you're going to get back. For the most part, there's always going to be shady people, but for the most part, you're going to find, like, really good friends and attract the people that are most like you. And that's what I've noticed, especially in my junior year. Kind of off topic, but along the lines of this, this is my junior year now, and I feel like I've definitely kind of made the relationships I slowly started to form in my freshman and sophomore year, and those are now, like, stronger than ever. You know, some people, they always say some people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, and I think that holds true. You know, obviously, in your first semester, freshman year, the people you're hanging out with may not be the same people you hang out with in the second semester or sophomore year, so on and so forth, in the junior and senior year. But at least, like, you learned something from those people, and somehow they positively affected your life. Or even, you know, again, if they were a shady person, you learned from it at the end of the day, and you learned something about yourself. And somehow, later on down the line, you found a positive through that. So reeling myself back, you will obviously attract the people most like you. And they're going to understand you and love the real you, and vice versa. You're going to know them. You're going to know their story. Like, you're just going to really know them as a person, like the real them. And it's the same deal. I was also mentioning how you're exploring your newfound home. And I described it as, like, it's like get up and go. Like, you're packing up your whole life, the life that you built as a child, and your childhood memories and experiences, and you're taking all of that. Well, you're boxing away, in a sense, figuratively putting away and closing the door on the chapter of your childhood, and then you're moving beyond that into college, and you're moving to a new place. And for most people, they're moving to a new place, you know, whether it's an hour away, 6 hours away, a different state, a different country for some people, you know, if you study abroad, or a lot of people, some people go to England or other places for college right off the bat freshman year. But regardless of how far you go, even 10 minutes from your house, it's going to be a different vibe and a different atmosphere. And you're exploring your new home. And in a sense, it's a whole new place with a different community, culture, people, etc. And definitely getting to know your surrounding area is a super fun part of college. And that's been really fun for me. And especially now, like, of course, like, with the transportation situation, it can kind of be a little difficult, but, you know, you make it work. But, you know, when you and your friends all have cars, that makes it much easier to just kind of bop around in the surrounding area, which is super fun. So I want to dive a little bit deeper into that topic tonight, actually, just kind of by talking about the spontaneous adventure side of going to college. So in college, aside from your day-to-day classes, like the class schedule that you're going to create, your work schedule, so it's highly recommended that you get a job. But that's, I'm going to talk about that further on. But yeah, you are probably going to have a job at some point in college, like a part-time job, to either like pay for your needs, wants, a combination of the two. Like, just, it's helping you get on your feet as far as like budgeting as an adult. But regardless, so you're going to have a job most likely, and that's a schedule in itself. So, like, I work on the weekends at Urban Outfitters, and, you know, I have to juggle that. And then I have classes throughout the week, Monday through Thursday, sometimes Friday. And then also the schedule, if you play a sport, like, if you're on a certain team for your college, if you're, like, Division II, Division I athlete, that's, like, really intense. And I have a lot of friends that are athletes, and it's pretty intense for them, and they have to kind of juggle that as well, on top of everything else. Classes, work. So when you find, aside from all of that stuff, everything else in college is pretty much unplanned, random, and spontaneous, which can be good and bad. That kind of sounds scary. For myself, I like planned out things for the most part. I consider myself a spontaneous person, because there's times I just want to randomly go do something, like, hey, let's go on an adventure, guys. Like, I don't know where or how long or like what the distance is, but let's just get up and go and like have a good time. So that's definitely a fun part of it. But at the same time, I also, if you tell me like, you know, 30 minutes, or if you tell me like, hey, I'm at your door, or I'm at your dorm, outside of your dorm in my car, like, you have 5 minutes, get like, and I'm like just waking up, like, no makeup, hair's crazy, like, I might be a little bit more like, thanks for giving me, you know, at least an hour notice. But anyway, the point is that that can be one of the best parts, the spontaneous side of it. So I'll just talk a little bit about some of the spontaneous things that I've done with my friends. So last year, the first thing that came to my mind actually was, I was thinking about, so in my sophomore year, I think it was the beginning of the second semester. So everyone had just gotten back from Christmas break, and we're kind of just getting settled back in. But it's that 1 week, you'll notice that there's like a week in between. Maybe you can stretch it to two, maybe, but we try to. But there's like a week after Christmas break where you're just kind of getting back into the swing of things, and you're kind of still in the mode of like, you're on a break. Like, you haven't had to do homework, you haven't had to go to class, like, you can sleep until 2 p.m. or like do whatever you want, really, because it's Christmas break and it's kind of the holiday season. It's fun. Like, it's just a lot of energy, and you're still kind of on that like high of energy coming back from Christmas break, which that was what we were all like. So we were all just kind of like back in the dorms and just a little bit like just antsy, like we wanted to do something, and it was random. I think it was like maybe 9-10 o'clock at night, and randomly, I can't remember, it was me and five other girls. So, and one of them was DJ Cheeks, actually, and the other was DJ Diamond, that's who it was, and then a couple other people who were in that little group. But if they're listening, I think they'll remember this. So we randomly decided to go to one of our friends was like, hey guys, have you ever been to Stowe Lake? And Stowe Lake, for those of you that don't know, it's located in San Francisco. And basically it's just like, it's not really like a lake, but it's like a man-made lake, and it's in Golden Gate Park. And it has like a lot of history, that supposedly dates back to like the 1800s and stuff. So, but it's kind of like, during the day, it's like, you know, there's like water boating, and like there's like a little cafe, and it's like super cute. But at night there's like, it's just creepy. I can't really explain it. It's like you have to go to like experience the feeling. But, and I'm not superstitious, and I don't believe in ghosts or any of that. But like after this experience, I was like, whoa, like this is college. Like, no, but not really. But it was definitely like a weird experience. So the famous like ghost story of Stowe Lake is basically, it's been circulating for like at least 100 years, and we like all did our research on it because we were like, what in the hell is wrong with this lake? It's really weird. But basically there was like a lady who was walking her baby like in a little baby stroller along the lake, and then she went to go sit on a bench, and she left the baby stroller kind of near the lake, And then some other woman came to, talk to her, and they were just making casual conversation. And then after they finished talking, all, out of nowhere, the lady just noticed that her baby was gone. The stroller was gone. And then she was, panicking, yelling and screaming to have people help her find her baby stroller. And she couldn't, no one had seen anything. But then there was someone who, and she was just saying, "Have you seen my baby? Have you seen my baby?" And she spent, all day and night asking people. And then by the end of the night, the last place that she went to go look for her baby in the baby stroller was in the lake. And then she went into the lake looking for the baby, and then no one ever saw her again. She just, disappeared into the lake, I guess. So that's the creepy story for the night. But basically, that's the story of Still Lake. We go, we get our boba tea at Tea Pumps in San Francisco before. So, we're chilling, just laughing, talking, blasting music, driving, cruising through SF. And then we're like, let's go to Still Lake. It's time. And we're all kind of freaking out. But at the end of the day, we're like, okay, we're adults. This isn't that big of a deal. But then so we go. And I have so many saved Snapchat videos of this because it was so funny. Just basically, we randomly drive, we drive through two times. And the first time we drive through, we shut off the music because we're like, okay, we need to be able to hear and see, if anything goes on. And for one, I don't know if my eyes were playing tricks on me, but myself and my other friend, so I have backup on this, I don't know if it was an animal or what it was, but there were eyes, sets of eyes, a bunch of them, in this one bush. So that was that creepy thing. And then we're driving along. We think that we see, a person, a silhouette. That was my other friend who was driving, and then her passenger. So they thought that they saw something weird. And, it wasn't BS either, because, honestly, it was some weird stuff. I'm not trying to pull a fast one on you guys, but it was definitely weird. And then for some reason, my dumb self decides to roll down the window. And then everyone's freaking out. And DJ Cheeks, to be exact, she was freaking out. She was like, DJ, roll up that window. You're going to let something in this car. We're going to bring it back with us. We're going to be haunted for, decades. And it was really hilarious. Everyone was just, screaming. Some people were laughing. It was just super funny. And then we drive through. And it's, misty. It's, the mood was totally set to freak us out. And it was late at night, and I don't know why we decided to do that, but it was, it's just a random thing that you're going to do in college, probably, just, a stupid, dumb thing, but it's funny and fun, and, there's no harm, so might as well do it. But anyway, so we go through, and then for some reason, my friend who was driving the car decides to loop back around, and same thing, I roll down the window, because I can't see, and we keep getting fogged up, and then... So we stop, she stops the car, and DJ Cheeks again is freaking out. DJ Cheeks was the one who was really just having a hard time. She was flipping out. She was, really not okay. It was super funny. It was on everyone's Snap stories. But the car stops, and then, excuse my cough, but the car stops, and then we can't, I don't know if she was, messing around, but the car would not start again. And we were like, oh, no, this is the ghost. This is the woman of Still Lake, the white lady. That's what she's called. And then also there's this thing. If you say, I feel weird saying it, but if you say, white lady, I have your baby three times, the lady's going to appear. So for some reason, my friends decide to say that line three times. No white lady appears, but it was definitely just a weird vibe, and then we just got out of there. So that's that story. Definitely a weird one. But another story. This happened at the end of last year, maybe mid second semester. I don't know why all my stories are mid. Sophomore year was wild, but and in a good way, but. I have a lot of stories from sophomore year. But our friend, so me and a different group of friends, it was four of us, we decide on a Saturday night that we're going to go to this club in San Francisco, an 18 and older club called City Nights. And we get to this club, we're having a good time, got the juice flowing. Like, we, you know, pre-gamed beforehand. Like, we were ready. We were having a good time. And then and then our friend starts talking to this dude. And it's, like, no big deal. Like, whatever. Like, we were all, like, chit-chatting with dudes here and there. But she's, like, this dude's, like, attached to her, basically. And we're like, well, we won't worry about it by the end of the night. You know, we're all going to meet back up and go home. Well, that does not happen. My friend gets, like, well, it wasn't, like, a dangerous situation, but, like, she didn't really know what was going on. But we were just all super confused. She ends up getting lost, like, in the city, and somehow ends up at the Giants Stadium, even though it's closed. It's, like, 1 in the morning. But this whole time, we were like, she's kidnapped. Like, she is randomly roaming the streets of SF. We lost her. Like, we're horrible friends. It was just awful. And then me and my one friend in particular were like, should we put out an Amber Alert? Like, it was, we definitely over-exaggerated it, but it was definitely, like, super funny, like, to think back at. And then in the morning, me and my friend never went to bed because we were worried sick. And then our friend ended up being just fine. She was just hanging out at these dudes at their apartment in the city. And then calls us, like, oh, where are you guys? I'm ready to meet back up. We're like, oh, we've been looking for you for several hours, and it's, like, 5 a.m., and you were nowhere to be found. Oh, and of course her phone died. So just perfect scenario. But it was just super funny. Again, like, super spontaneous. It was hilarious how, and the ironic part was that we never planned on going. We were just like, oh, what are we going to do tonight? And then the friend that was lost suggested that we go to the club, which was just the ironic part, too. So that was just an interesting, fun story for you guys. and my final spontaneous story, this isn't so much spontaneous, but so one of my best friends, we both love ASAP Rocky, like, diehard fans, like, he's just such a good rapper, and his music just can vibe to it. It's just really good. So we were planning on going to this concert, like, the whole semester. This was first semester last year. And the concert was in November. And, like, we bought our tickets in September, like, just right when we got back to school for sophomore year. And we were so pumped. Like, I thought about it every day. Like, I listened to his music every day, like, walking to class, like, you know, it was all ASAP Rocky every day to prepare for this concert. And so we go, and it was a super fun time, but the random part was, me and my friend, we were going to meet up with some guys from our school, but they were already in the city, like, doing their thing, and we were at school, we had class, and then we made our way to the city for the concert. So we were like, yeah, we'll just meet up in line and get in. But on our way there, it was just her and I, and I think we took the bus in. And then we hadn't really planned our ride back, and of course, like, the bus, like, stopped running by the time the concert was over. So we hadn't really planned our ride out. And then we were, like, randomly trying to figure it out. And then, long story short, by the end of the night, me and my friend, we had our red lipstick smeared all over our face. Like, we were a mess. And then there was, like, barely any room in the car. We were going home with the guys. And I ended up in the trunk of the car, all the way across the Golden Gate Bridge. And, you know, I actually wasn't that scared. It was a little bit weird because I was like, well, you know, I might die. But at the end of the day, like, it was kind of fun. And, like, I will never do it again because it's scary. But, you know, you only live once. Like, got to do everything that you can do in life at least once. Except drugs. Say no to drugs, people. Pugs, not drugs. But anywho, that was just, like, a random spontaneous thing, too. And even though the concert itself was planned, everything that happened at the concert was just, like, super spontaneous, and it was just a really good time. And so basically my point with this is that most things in college are just going to be unpredictable, and you have to roll with the punches. And I think if you want to make the best out of your experience at college, you just need to do just that. Like, just take everything how it goes and, like, live in the moment. That's such an important thing. Like, live in the moment. And, like, so many of us spend so much of our time, like, constantly planning for the next thing and wanting the days to be over and, like, oh, man, it's Monday. Like, I wish it was Friday. And I read this quote once. It was recently about how it was this person who it was an older person. It was an older gentleman. And he was like, I wish, he said something along the lines of, I wish I had spent, I didn't spend as many Mondays wishing it was Friday. And like it went on, it was like a bunch of little things like that. And that really stuck with me because so many of us do that. And I find myself doing that. And people are always going to be like, oh, Monday. But like, hey, every day you have the chance to do something different with your life or like make a change or do something fun, do something you've never done before, try something new, like go on a spontaneous adventure. And I encourage everyone out there that's in college or going entering college and life in general, every human out there in the big bad world of ours, just treat every day, super cliche as it is, like it's your last. And like you're never, it's just, you're gonna be super, you're gonna regret it and be super disappointed with yourself if you don't live in the moment and you spend all of your time just like planning for the next thing. Because like not everything could be routine, not everything could be planned out, and especially in college, pretty much everything that you plan out, like trust me, like I have tried to like plan out so many scenarios, like you know, where you like you plan a conversation in your head that you're gonna have with someone that never happens, or when you actually get in that moment and you're like, I don't know what to say, like everything that I had planned out is not happening. But no matter the situation, nothing in life can be really that planned out. And even if it is slightly planned, it's like my old theater director used to say, like with live performance, which is the same with life. When you're doing it, like, you can't rewind. It's not a recording. Like, you can't, like, oh, wait, let me redo that. Or let me, no, I don't like that. Like, it's like, no, you just have to keep going. And you go through it. And so it's the same as, like, you know, if you're in a production, like, if you're acting, like, nothing's ever gonna, it's unpredictable when it's live. And every show is gonna be different. And every day, every show of your life, like, every day of your life is gonna be different. So you just have to roll with it. And on that note, thank you so much for tuning in to Penguin Radio here on our very own radio.dominican.edu. You are listening to College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal, and we're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Thanks so much.
There are several really important reasons to get your child involved in sports. Physically helping to maintain healthy bones, muscles, and joints, helping to control and reduce fat, prevent, delay high blood pressure. Social benefits include positively affecting aspects of personal development. It builds self-esteem, goal setting, leadership skills, enhanced concentration, and all around better social life. So get out there and get active with your kids. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Back. This is Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to College Survival Guide with your very own DJ Royal here. How to survive the best 4 years of your life. I'm here tonight to tell you that. Diving right back in, I mentioned a little bit earlier that I was gonna kind of speak on the topic of like money in college, so I think that's a good place to start. So from personal experience, and from what I've heard from like my friends and whatnot, money, it's definitely an interesting concept when you get into college. So this may be, for myself, this, and for many others, this may be the first time you actually, you know, have to like be responsible with money, and like you can't always ask your parents for help, and you know, as if you're like recklessly spending money, and it's the first time you have to like budget and like start to become more of an adult, you know, about spending money and saving money. And for myself, I'm a horrible saver, and I'm working on it. But I'm really, you know, junior year trying to crack down. But it's definitely something that I've struggled with, because I like to spend money like a lot. And is that frivolously? I think that's the word. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. But yeah, I spend money like, you know, there's no tomorrow. And most of the time it's just because I am like addicted to shopping, and I'm a shopaholic. And it's just like really fun, and I love clothes and jewelry and stuff. So I just like spending money on that. And also like if everyone wants to go out for food and stuff, like that's another way to like kill your wallet. But basically, so this is such an important topic, like, for college, because you don't really realize, it's kind of like one of those things where, like, you're not really thinking about it going into college. Like, I wasn't really thinking about it until you're in the situation. You're like, oh, that's right, like, this is another part of college. Like, I need to, like, save my own money and, like, pay for my own stuff now, and, like, my mom's not gonna pick up like what I need at the grocery store like when I'm in need, or like at home like in high school. So like, because you're on your own and you're living on your own, and you're gonna have to set like your own personal budget for like toiletries or gas money or grocery money and personal spending money, all that stuff. So I think one of the biggest mistakes that you should avoid as a college student, and especially starting out as a freshman, is spending your money like inappropriately and like recklessly. And it's easier said than done, of course, but I definitely think that if you are able to discipline yourself and have self-control with your money, and getting a job, like that's another big thing, because I know like my first semester of my freshman year, I was like, I told my mom, like, oh, I really need a job. Like, I really want to get a job second semester. Because some people were starting to get jobs. And the people that didn't have jobs, like, we all kind of saw that effect. Because, like, we got some money from our parents and stuff. But, like, it doesn't, like, depending on how you spend it, it doesn't really last you. You know, if you're going to concerts all the time and spending money, like, here and there and everywhere on every last thing that you see and want. Then... And that's the other thing. If you spend money on things that you want, which I do all the time, like, there's going to be a time where you are in, like, your poor week where you can't buy the stuff that you need, and you're like, crap, like, I guess I'm going to have to eat, like, cup noodles. But that's not necessarily the case. If you have a meal plan, like, you know, you're set. But basically, you know what I mean. Like, if you're spending money on clothes, like myself, like, all the time, like, which I've done, I'm super guilty of that. Then, like, in between, like, the pay periods, me and my coworkers joke around about, like, the rich week and then the poor week. So, like, the rich week is, like, you know, that direct deposit hits and you're, like, really feeling yourself and you're, like, yes, like, I'm rich. Like, let me go take the squad out to dinner. Like, let me go treat myself, like, to everything. But then you have your poor week. but most people, like, are able to budget it, like, properly, but we just joke around about it, how, you can have your rich week and your poor week if you choose to spend your money in a crazy way, which I've definitely been guilty of a couple of times. But for the most part, like, especially now that, because I have two different jobs, I try to, like, budget my money and, like, spread it out over, like, the course of 2 weeks. Because, you know, here we get paid every 2 weeks, which I think is the same for most people. But some people, it's every week. But for myself and a lot of people, that all of my friends and coworkers, it's every 2 weeks, and you just kind of have to balance that out. Like, okay, what am I going to need for this week, and what am I going to need for next week? And I have to keep in mind that the next week I'm not going to get the paycheck. So, when I'm buying certain things. And, like, a funny story, last week I had a bit of a slip up, and I bought clothes from my work. And then I got back to my dorm and I was like, you know, I checked my bank account. I was like, I might want to return this stuff real quick because I actually can't afford that. But not that I can't afford it, but like it was like in a funny way. I was like, I need this money like right now, like for like some basic stuff. You know, my friends want to go out. So like I need money for that, not like more clothes because I don't need more clothes. So it was just kind of funny like to joke and laugh about stuff like that. But definitely... that's a thing. And on that correlates with getting a job. Again, I highly recommend getting a job for either on campus or near campus. So I work on campus and off campus, but initially in my freshman year, I worked kind of down the street from my school at this little shopping center. And it was like my first real job. And it was like definitely an experience. Like you know, of course, did, like, babysitting and, like, little things like that, like, volunteer, like, but I never worked, like an actual job, you know, that was, like, taxes and, like, I had to fill out all the paperwork. So that was my first time doing all that. And I definitely felt, like, more of an adult. Like, it was a really cool experience. Like, even though, like, no, who likes to work? Like, no one likes working, but, like, it's definitely, like, you feel like you're taking charge of your like financial situation in a sense. And I felt like, okay, like I now have a job where I don't have to like ask my parents for money, and I don't want them to think that I'm like not growing up and not trying to like pay for my own stuff. And especially if it's stuff that you want and not need, like I really think that it's important to get a job to be able to support yourself in that way, because you are an adult and you don't live with your parents anymore. You're not a kid anymore, and you need to start kind of like, that's like the first step into coming up with your own like personal finance situation and putting all that together. So I definitely think that getting a job is good. And I recommend, if your campus allows for this, get a job on campus. And at least at my school, like you can get a job literally anywhere at Dominican. In all the offices, like, you could work, like, in any building, in any department, like, and I know that they will create jobs for you, like, if you need a work-study job or just need a job for some reason and there aren't any openings, they're like, you know what, how about you TA for this professor, or how about you help me clean my office, like, a couple times a week, and we'll pay you for that. Like, they'll find jobs. And depending on what campus you go to, obviously that's kind of the perk of going to a smaller school, because it's more personal and they know you as a person and they really, really care. But even at larger schools, you can find a job on campus. There's going to be ways. There will be career fairs. Like I know at my school, in front of Calarega, which is the dining hall, in the little quad area, there is a career fair / internship fair. But basically, it's like a job fair. And there are people like who are outside of Dominican who are like, I know Anthropology set up a little table one time and they're a clothing store and they were handing out business cards and they had a cute little table set up like, hey, we're hiring. Like if any Dominican students want to hire, it's just down across the freeway, like an exit away from your school if you want to work there. So that's an opportunity. And also on campus. So my on-campus job is a student ambassador, which, best job ever. I love it. But that's one way I, you know, am able to make money and, like, budget and save and stuff. And then I also work at Urban Outfitters, which is cool as well. But that's, yeah, basically I just recommend get a job and spend your money appropriately and find a system that works for you. Like, if you, like, I tried to save, like, money over the summer, and I was successful, but it definitely, like, there were times I had to, like, find what worked for me. And, like, if I put aside a large amount of money to save in my savings account, like, I spent that money. I, like, slowly took it out because I didn't give myself enough money maybe to, like, spend and, like, feel free to spend, you know, on, like, what I wanted to spend it on. But I found that, like, doing, like, smaller amounts, like, really helped me just keep it in the savings account. So I really just recommend, as far as saving money and getting a job and kind of learning how to manage your personal finances in college and budgeting, definitely find a system that works for you. Find a job that you love for the most part. Of course, like, it's a part-time, on-campus, off-campus job. It's not going to be what you're passionate about necessarily, but see, like, hey, I love clothes and I love shopping, so working at Urban is perfect for me. I'm around, like, things that I like fashion, and I'm inspired by that. And so that, it's like, in a way, it's like fun for me to go to work. I'm also making money and trying to be more of an adult. So another mistake to avoid is frequently cutting class. So I know, like, a lot of people, especially freshmen, like, again, like, there's no one taking attendance. There's no one kind of managing that. The principal isn't calling your parents, like, hey, so-and-so played hooky. Why isn't your kid at school? They're not sick. They're faking it, whatever. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, that type of shenanigans. But there's no one doing that. There's, like, you're accountable for yourself. So I think, like, the mistake to avoid is to don't like, devalue your education. And even though there's no one telling you, like, your mom's not going to be like, hey, Jimmy, go to class. Like, that's not going to happen. But that's almost, like, the beauty of it, because you're in charge of yourself. And if you can prove to yourself that you can be responsible and, like, have time management and do your stuff and, like, get everything that you need done and go to class and just figure out a system for yourself, that's, like, one of the most, like, that's just such an invaluable thing. Like, for me, I just felt like as soon as I kind of found that I could be responsible for myself and I could just kind of be an adult about situations, and I didn't have to have anyone telling me. Because when you're a kid, in a way, you kind of have to have the adults there telling you what to do, and you do it because they tell you to do it. But in college, there's really no one telling you. Like, you can do whatever you want, but one of the great things is finding that you do these things anyway because you want to do it for yourself, because you are ultimately here to get an education and go to class and learn something from it. And yeah, you're going to take some boring classes. You're going to have 8 a.m.s, like, super early AF classes that you don't want to go to. But if you don't, like, but at the end of the day, like, that's just part of it. You're going to just roll with it. Again, as I keep saying, just roll with it. Another mistake to avoid is not doing internships. So I know a lot of people, you know, and especially, like, in your freshman year, you know, you're just starting out and you're just kind of you're getting the ropes. Like, you're learning the ropes, like, you're getting used to everything, and you're just kind of dipping your toes in the water and trying to figure out your stuff at school. And sophomore year, it's a little bit more wiggle room. You don't have to declare your major yet, and you're a little bit like, I could do this, but I don't have to yet because I'm not a junior, I'm not an upperclassman. It's like the in-between, kind of the best in-between, because you can kind of just, like, float around and, like, figure things out, try new things, take a class completely unrelated to your major maybe and figure that out and see how you like it. But back to it, not doing internships. I know for my school it's required that you do an internship, but a lot of people, if you have the opportunity to do an internship, do it, please, because especially if you are in contact and have a really good connection and relationship with the faculty members at your school, you need to take advantage of that. And that's another thing, a mistake to, don't avoid your professors, don't avoid the faculty, because I know your first instinct, maybe starting out as a freshman, because you don't know anybody and you don't really know the routine, you're going to want to, like, kind of be a hermit in a way and like go into your shell because you're maybe afraid to kind of put yourself out there. But if you do that, like you're not gonna do anything for yourself. The best thing is to just like don't avoid your professors, build a relationship with them, get to know them, have them get to know you, what you like, what you don't like, what you want to do with your life. And even if you have no idea, like even the other day I just like discovered something that I might want to do with my communications degree. But it's like I have my professors and faculty members that I trust and have a good relationship with, and I can talk to them about that, and I'm not afraid and I'm not shy to tell them, like, you know, my freshman year I said I was interested in this, but now I'm not anymore, so just scratch that idea. They're like, okay, that's fine. I'll connect you to this other person with that you want to do. Like, I'm interested in working for National Geographic maybe, which I'm not totally sure what I would do with that, but I love nature and I love, you know, journalism, so maybe combining the two would be a good thing. That's the idea that it just came to me because I saw a National Geographic commercial. So I was like, oh, I'd love to work for them. So I actually just spoke with someone today in the career and internship services about that, and she helped me kind of get the ground running on like how I would go about possibly interning for them or interning with like a National Geographic partner or someone slightly affiliated with them. The point is that that's a common mistake because people just want to hermit up and they don't want to put themselves out there, and they're afraid ultimately that they have to be an adult and they have to like go out and get a job and like be a real adult in the real world, and that's super scary. But you'll find that as a freshman, you'll see the seniors maybe. Like when I saw the seniors, I was like, they have it figured out. They know what they want to do. They declared their major. They're about to graduate. They're looking for jobs. But as I get older and as I talk to more of them, none of us really have it figured out. We're all just trying to make our way and figure it out slowly. And we're learning and growing. And that's all part of it. No one that you see is ever going to have it figured out. But at least you're all in it together. And that's what's so great about college. All right. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break again. It's going to be our last break of the night. Thank you so much again for tuning into Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal, and we'll be right back.
Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Dominican has nearly 100 original Ansel Adams photographs in their private collection that were taken between 1932 and 1952? Interestingly enough, these photographs were found accidentally scattered across campus by a DU alumna in the 1980s. You can see a portion of the photographs in Edge Hill Mansion. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
What can I say?
I like the way you're put together.
Penguin Radio.
All right, guys, I'm back. This is DJ Royal, and you're listening to College Survival Guide here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life. Yeah. So for the last little bit of my show, I'm going to talk about something that actually just came to mind, and it's all about trying new things. Rec sports. So depending on what school you go to, most universities, because I know when I toured a bunch of schools before I really knew where I wanted to go, they all mentioned rec sports in the tours. And a common thing with all of them was that it's like, hey, maybe if you've never, who cares if you haven't done the sport before? Like, just try it out. And I did that last year, sophomore year. So many sophomore year things, but remember that, people. Sophomore year, it's a good year. But not that freshman year isn't, but especially sophomore year. So last year, my friend decided to not tell anybody that she was signing all of us up for rec softball. And then it wasn't until we just got, like, me and a couple of my friends got, like, a text message. And it was a picture of, like, a roster of a team that she had made that she signed everybody up for without us knowing. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I've never played, well, I played, like, t-ball back in the day, like, back in my youth. But I don't play softball. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. The bat's really heavy, last I recall. And I don't really know if I can, like, hit the ball. So I was, like, super nervous, and I was, like, freaking out. Me and my other friend, we were just like, what? Like, but anyway, so my friends and I decided to do this, and we're just like, what the heck? Like, let's just do it. And I ended up thanking my other friend for signing us up, because it was really fun. And even though I sucked, and, like, I could barely, like, the bat was really heavy. Like, it was so heavy. The next couple days after, my arms hurt for, like, a good, like, 4 to 5 days after, which is not saying much about, you know, my working out and me in shape, but I am in shape for the most part. I forgot that you guys can't see me on here. So anyway, yeah, I'm in shape and I do my own thing. You know, I work out in my own way. I'm an active person, but I'm not, like, involved in a sport, and I'm not that hardcore person at the gym lifting weights. So it was definitely, like, doing that was super fun, because we all had never played softball before, and we just did it and had a super fun time. And of course there was, like, a barbecue after, and, like, they made it super fun. So I highly encourage that. And even my friend, at the same time as my show, there actually happened to be like this soccer game, but it was, like, a different type of soccer game where you're in this little, like, bubble thing, and it's almost like a little hamster ball. But it's like a life-size human one, and you're in it, and you're trying to play soccer, and you're bumping into people, and you're falling over. It's like you're in this bubble, but it's like a bubble of protection in a way. And I wish I could have gone, but of course, I'm super happy, stoked to be here with you guys on Penguin Radio. But that's another thing that I could have done, and I'm definitely going to do it next week if I get the chance. But yeah, so again, definitely get involved in stuff that you've never tried before, whether it be a rec sport or just, like, clubs too. Another mistake to avoid, and again, this goes back to, like, possibly maybe you're nervous or scared or don't want to branch out, but definitely do it. Join a club, join a campus organization. You're not going to regret it. It's going to be a super good time. You're going to meet super amazing people. You'll find out, especially if it's, like, a cultural club or, like, something different. Like, I know a couple of my friends are in Capamilia, which is, like, a Filipino type of influence club on campus. But, of course, it's not, like, Filipino exclusive. They're like, hey, anyone can join. But I know, like, I have a couple of friends in that who I work with as well. And they love it. And they got to meet super, super cool people. They built super amazing friendships with people, and they grew as people, you know. And if you join a club or organization, you're gonna find something out new about yourself. So I definitely encourage that, and just, again, branch out, try new things, don't be afraid, keep an open mind. But on that note, don't take on more than you can handle. And I feel like I've done this a couple of times where I'm just, like, juggling way too much. I have way too much on my plate, and it's kind of hard to balance all of that. And you might go insane and feel like it's the end of the world because you took on too much. But there's always, that's always going to happen. You can't, again, you can't prepare for anything that's going to happen to you in life. And that's definitely one of them. In college, it's like inevitable that there's going to be a moment in time where it's like you have every last thing that you need to do and get done is all at once. Like every professor, for some reason, decided to assign a 10-page paper all due on one day. And you have to do 5 10-page papers. You have to go to work as well. And you can't call out sick because you'll get fired. Or, like, you just, everything is all, it might seem like everything's crashing down in on you. And you're overwhelmed and you have too much going on. But just remember that you can handle it. You're a strong, brave, independent person. You came to college for a reason, to learn and grow. And, hey, like, whoever said that college was easy, it's not just a breeze through, like, mope around, do whatever, like, oh, it's college, like, easy peasy lemon squeezy. It's, like, it's definitely something that is a challenging environment in all aspects, academically, socially, emotionally, everything. It all takes a toll on you, but for better or for worse, you're going to come out a much better person, I promise you, and you'll see the growth in each year, and that's, like, a really good thing as well, and that's something I personally think is very important, is seeing your growth throughout all the years, and because you're going to, it's not that you're a different person, so to speak, but you kind of are, like, you have transitioned, and each year you're transitioning into a better version of yourself, and you're learning and growing, as I keep saying, learning and growing, that's a key thing, but you're experiencing all this new stuff, and you're going through the motions of college, and you're having your, quote, college experience, which it's all going to be different for everyone, just so you know, and don't compare yourself to others, another common mistake, don't compare your success with other people's success, and don't compare, like, what's happening to you to what's happening to, like, your friend or your peer, classmate, whoever, because every no college, whoever says that college is the same for everyone is not, like, no, that's not the truth. College is different for everyone, and your, quote, college experience is going to be one that you make it yourself. And it's going to be one that you're going to leave your mark at your school. And there's going to be no one like you that ever walked the halls of that college or walked the campus of Dominican University or wherever you go to college. So you're going to be, you're unique to that school. And you're in your time forming your experience and building yourself and doing new things, trying new things, meeting new people, and it's a great, great experience. Yeah. So, all right. Thank you guys so much again for listening. On that note, I have a couple more minutes here, and sorry, I'm a little bit frazzled right now, but oh, another thing is don't, on top of not taking on too much, don't stress yourself out. Don't psych yourself out on silly, meaningless things. So, and don't overthink. We all, especially, like, certain people, like, maybe girls or whoever, but we're, a lot of people are notorious for overthinking. And the human species in general, like, we're overthinkers, and we just try to analyze things and, like, make up something in our head of what the situation actually is when maybe it's not, but definitely don't overthink things. Just take every day how it comes and roll with it, and you can't compare your yesterday to your today or your today to your tomorrow. Like, it's all going to be different. But another, again, last mistake to avoid, that I'm going to speak on this show is not having enough fun. So they always say that college is going to be like one of the best times of your life, and you know, they hype it up with like college parties and like frat row, like Greek row, going to frat parties and playing like BP and like waking up in the middle of the morning on someone's lawn, like passed out or whatever, like rager, like all that stuff. And they hype it up. So that's what college is. But then that can turn some people away, definitely. and depending on your major, like you might be more inclined to like study more just because your maybe your major requires a lot more of that. Like maybe it's more books instead of like hands-on stuff or like field trips. So I know with my major, like it's really not like lectures like spitting out at me. It's very hands-on, like this radio show. It's a hands-on thing. But I definitely encourage, don't think that you can't have enough fun. So don't limit yourself in that way either. So don't go crazy and don't do anything that you're going to regret, but have no regrets in college. That's another key thing to take away from this. No regrets. So be responsible, make a good decision for yourself, all of that. But also don't limit yourself from having a good time. Like you can give yourself study breaks, or you can give yourself like opportunities and moments of like having fun and doing what you like to do and doing what you're passionate about, going out with your friends. Because as one of my friends, I was actually talking to him a couple weeks ago, a little bit about last year and some of the stuff we had done last year and stuff, me and all my friends. And he was like, you know what, DJ Royal, you know, despite everything, we're in college and we're having fun and like we're learning and growing as college students. And yeah, we make some mistakes here and there, but ultimately we're all responsible. We're all off doing great things like with our majors, and we're involved in these clubs and organizations and we have jobs, but we can give ourselves some a break at times, and we can cut ourselves some slack, and we don't have to be perfect, and we are in college after all. And that's going to be a line that you'll hear, like, oh, well, we're in college. And he doesn't mean it like that. He means it in the sense of, yeah, you're in college. You're only in college one time. So don't be reckless, but don't limit yourself on having a good time. Like, have the best time of your life, because that's what my show is all about, how to survive the best 4 years of your life. And because they just might well be the best 4 years of your life. It's such a transformative time, and it's a really fun time if you make it a fun time for yourself. So don't limit yourself, whether it be, again, like some of the things I mentioned, friendships. Don't limit yourself on friendships. Don't limit yourself on being the quiet kid in the corner that doesn't want to talk to your professor or make relationships with the faculty or people in your class. Like, put yourself out there. Don't be the person that doesn't get involved in rec sports. Don't be the person that doesn't get involved in clubs. Like, again, put yourself out there. Do all that stuff. Explore. Don't be the person that locks yourself in your dorm room and doesn't go out and doesn't have a good time. Doesn't explore, like, you know, the restaurants in downtown, or doesn't, you know, go paddleboarding on Fridays or hiking with everyone on Saturdays or out to the party on Saturday night. Like, don't be that person that doesn't do anything because you're afraid. Don't be afraid to do anything. Don't have any regrets, because so many people I've talked to, and even myself in the past 2 years, there's stuff that I wish I would have done. And I limited myself by like keeping myself from those things. And I'm like, you know, like if I had only had the confidence to do this, or if I had only not been afraid to try this out or do whatever, then I missed out on that. So definitely while you're here in college, you're only here for 4 years, hopefully, maybe 5 or 6, but 4 for the most part, in your 4 years of college, it's going to be a crazy time. And half the time you're going to be like, what am I doing? Who am I? What is life? That's the main question. But you're going to be thinking that. But at the end of the day, don't limit yourself. And try everything that you can at least once. because you're not going to regret it. It's just going to be a really fun time. So thank you guys so much for listening. This was College Survival with DJ Royal, and this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Be sure to tune in next week, Wednesdays, 7 to 8. It's fire. So coming up next, we have Captain Quality with My Two Cents. So that's going to be a fun show for you guys. So please stay tuned for that. And there's a lot of fun shows, you know, coming up at the end of the week and next week. So thank you guys again so much for supporting Penguin Radio and supporting us DJs, student DJs here at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much and have a wonderful night. Peace. I don't know what to do. I'm in love with someone.